This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. All arrangements are in place for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow. 58 constituencies spread over six states and two union territories will be covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 in Haryana, 8 each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand, 1 in Jammu and Kashmir. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray in this phase. In the national capital, Delhi, a total of 162 candidates are in the fray. Manoj Tiwari and Basuri Swaraj of BJP, Somnath Bharti and Kuldeep Kumar of Aam Aadmi Party, and Kanhaiya Kumar and JP Agarwal of Congress are some of the prominent names. In Jammu and Kashmir, the district magistrate of the frontier district, Poonch, has declared a holiday for all government employees tomorrow to ensure their maximum participation in the electoral process. However, there shall be no holiday for the polling staff. The decision has been taken in view of the elections to the Anantnag Rajouri parliamentary seat. The district magistrate has also imposed preventive restrictions under Section 144 in the constituency. Campaigning has intensified for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha polls. Senior leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The counting of votes for all the phases will take place on the 4th of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address election rally at Sirmaur in Himachal Pradesh this morning. Later, Mr. Modi will address a rally in Mandi. Prime Minister Modi will also hold two election rallies at Gurdaspur and Jalandhar in Punjab this afternoon. Congress General Secretary Sachin Pilot will visit Sri Anandpur Sahib Lok Sabha constituency to address rallies. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will address an election rally in Nawanshahr town in Punjab today. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda will hold public meetings in Kushinagar, Balia and Sonbhadra districts of Uttar Pradesh, while Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Maharajganj, Kushinagar, Devariya and Gorakhpur. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a public meeting at Ara parliamentary constituency in Bihar. Leaders of the Grand Alliance from RJD, Congress and left parties are also holding rallies in support of their candidates. In Maharashtra, death toll has risen to 9 in the chemical factory blast incident in Thane district. 56 people were injured after a massive fire broke out due to a boiler blast in the chemical factory at Dombivli yesterday. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased. Chief Minister has directed the district collector of Thane to conduct a thorough investigation into the incident. The first batch of 60 Indian nationals rescued by the Indian Embassy in Cambodia from fraudulent employees returned to India. In a social media post, Embassy of India in Phnom Penh thanked the Cambodian authorities for their support. It assisted the 60 victims of fraudulent employment to return home and helped them with the legal paperwork. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions in several parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and in isolated pockets of Delhi till Monday, while heat wave to severe heat wave conditions in West Uttar Pradesh during Sunday and Monday. Meanwhile, rains continue to lash several parts of Kerala since last evening, leaving many low-lying areas inundated. The IMD has issued a red alert in the districts of Ernakulam and Thrissur. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals in second qualifier match in Chennai this evening. In the head-to-head 19 battles, Sunrisers Hyderabad have a slight advantage with 10 wins, with Rajasthan having won 9. And that is the end of this news bulletin.